Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the day, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten or seen someone get? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat 610 Houston. Because it feels like if these Astros do make it to the playoffs, at least for John Lopez, he's like, you know what? You could have kept that gift for me.
I can't be the only one feeling that, after, especially after last night.
They might flip the switch, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on the text line, there's people that agree with you. Someone was like, do you feel worse not making?
Even Finney couldn't say that with a straight face.
Yeah, someone was like, do you feel worse not making the playoffs or going and getting whooped in the wild card? And
get Yordan back, man.
And for me, it's really as of this morning. Because I've always like, okay, you never know, you know, the old baseball isms and all that stuff. I'm like, dude.
And I mean, it calls into mind. You're in this place as of now because, in part, I mean, they didn't go and they didn't add, especially on the pitching side, something you clearly have needed at the trade deadline, which I guess, to be fair, I don't know how much you could have. Like, again, what did you have available to you? But you could talk about the fact that, you know, you've spent last couple times you've spent on a first baseman. They have not been able to deliver. And I do wonder how much different I feel about this team right now. If Christian Walker looks a lot better offensively. I know defensively he's brought something to the team. But then also, like, you know, hey, you know, they've been kind of cheap in some of the ways that they've gone about things. But then I go, yeah, I get why they've paid some pitchers and stuff and they've just not been available. But then I still come back to the organization and the manager, and not the manager and the owner, and I go, well, at what point were you supposed to evaluate the way that you're doing things so that your return to baseball goes more smooth? It feels like this is something that you knew has been an issue with your medical staff or whatever, and you have not at least taken some level of steps to try and fix that and give yourself an opportunity to utilize the talent that you still have in you haven't been able to make use of so much of this talent, not just because of injuries of dudes not being able to produce as well, but I mean, pitching wise, how long have you had pitchers on the IL? Literally years. We had
Luis Garcia was 2 years.
Every time somebody comes back from IL, it's like, yeah, this guy's returning from war because he's been gone so long. Yeah. You know, because your return to baseball is not on the up and up, it feels like.
We'll get to the question of the day here because there's some funny ones that I thought of, but I know you guys have some too. 713-572-4610 and of course Twitch and YouTube. But it kind of goes back to the point I talked about. Is that Joe Spada's fault that the owner is doing this, that the trade deadline was kind of a miss, et cetera. So I'm with you on that. So I mentioned earlier the worst, it's a gift basically that, I mean, you take it, right? But you're not that excited about it.
Right.
If they make the postseason. So I mentioned earlier, a buddy of mine, it's been at least 10, 15 years. I can't remember exactly, but he gave his wife, without her knowledge, without her asking, a weight loss program subscription.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Brother, it was bad.
Wait, what did he think? I'm sure you've clowned him.
Oh, we talked about it like crazy. Of course, I was laughing.
What did he think was going to happen?
Yeah. Here, honey. 3 months.
You know what that makes me think of, though, is like every winter, Christmas time season or whatever in the holiday seasons, I see like is it Lexus that gets out here with the holidays? Get your wife a car for Christmas. And I'm like, that wouldn't hit me the way that it hits them in the commercials, because that's like, wait, you got me a car note? You know what I mean, like, you did not think or like when it was, they got me a puppy. I'm like, here's responsibility. Like, how did you not think how that was going to come across?
See, that's the thing. Like, I talk about that with my wife a lot. Like, what if I just pulled up to a house, a big old house, and give you the keys like, this is our house.
Yeah, oh,
her
God.
First reaction going to be like, wait, hold on. How much did this cost?
Who's paying for this? Why did you not talk to me
wait
about
it? Wait a minute.
This?
It ain't going to be that. Oh, my
so
God.
That qualifies. Okay, but I have to share one that I did and just fall on the sword. And to be fair to myself.
You don't deserve any fair, because if it's anything that's happened in the last year, we told you about all those.
I think y'all will. Well, you probably won't. But I think you might agree with me. So my wife loves to go hiking. She loves the outdoors. Not like, I mean, she fishes with me a lot, but I mean, she's more of like hiking, nature, mountains, you know, all that.
Is she
stuff.
Birding yet?
She's like me. We both bird a lot and all that. Me more so. So one year, I believe it was for our anniversary, I got her a week-long stay. It might have been 5 days off the grid at Devil's River, so we could hike. You know, I could fish a little bit. She could go through all these nature walks and all that stuff. Well, the off the grid part did not hit because it was compost toilets. It was a generator. We had limited electricity because it was a generator.
Damn.
We had to boil.
So you gave her struggle for it.
we had to boil.
Happy birthday.
We had to boil the water on the
Let's
cold.
Let's go to this third world country.
And I thought, okay, she likes to hike. Let's go all in. Let's get her the off the grid Devil's River, beautiful water, all that stuff.
Overthought it.
I sure did.
Overthought
because
it.
Because 3 days in, I could tell she was like not liking the compost toilet, not liking boiling the water, not liking no cell, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. We were off the grid.
Damn.
And 3 days in, I said, you want to go ahead and cut this short and go back? Yes.
Yes, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, I do.
Didn't you get your wife a cooler with the bike?
He sure
logo
did.
On
it?
Yeah.
He sure did.
Throw that in there too.
To help, and not just that, it wasn't just the cooler, right? To help her when she go get the groceries.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
I bet it does.
Let me get you an apron since you cook
right.
all the time.
I got you a set
since
of spatulas.
You always
so you can flip them pancakes. How about that?
How about y'all?
Happy birthday.
All right.
Honestly, the one that I thought of, and it sounds like it's going to be everybody's answer to some degree because it's like it's gift card. But it's particular.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got given a gift card to like Starbucks. I don't drink coffee.
That's right, you don't.
And I was like, this is the peak. Like, I did not think about you one bit. not even a little bit. Because not only was it just like, it wasn't like I got you a coffee thing because I forgot you didn't like coffee, so I got you like this fancy coffee shop. I got you a star. You picked that up at the Kroger.
At the checkout line.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you give me this? Give me cash instead. Because now this money's trapped up in the Starbucks. I got to go in there and get like a pumpkin slice or something.
They're probably thinking like, man, everybody likes Starbucks, I can't mess with this one.
Go get one of those bad breakfasts they have there. Yeah.
Or you just got to get like a little drink, like a fruit drink or something, like a refresher or something.
Yeah, but like that. Now I'm begrudgingly doing this. I'm going out of my way. I was never going to stop here.
and we used to get customers like you all the time too that would just pull up in the drive-thru like, hey, I don't drink coffee, what should I get? And you could tell, and then they pull up the gift card. I was just like, okay, somebody, it was around December too, so somebody gave you a gift card.
That's why
and you trying to use it.
The last gift card you should give somebody is a Starbucks one. Like, I know it seems like the first one, stop doing
unless
it.
They really stop like
unless
coffee.
They really, really, really like it.
And even then, you probably should get them something a little bit more special than the Starbucks one.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Go to a hipster place.
That's about you, the Figgy? Gift
card. Mine, so when I was in middle school, me and my family, this is the first time we ever did this. We decided to do the little you know,
the gift exchange.
Yeah.
Was it Secret Santa?
It wasn't even the Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. It was more of a put your name in the hat.
Oh, gotcha.
And pick. And I think somebody picked my name or whatever. So you got to get Bootman a gift, mm-hmm. pretty much. And so my gift was some gift certificates to Wendy's. It had the bowl. It had three. It wasn't no cars and stuff.
It was
back
like
then.
Discounts?
No, it was like a paper, like a little
gift certificate.
An actual paper gift certificate. Yeah. It was like $5.
Yeah, so five count nugget.
All together, it was like $15.
Yeah.
It was, that's all I got.
Oh, man.
I was like, man. And my parents and my mom and all that stuff spending money on just showering whoever they had for gifts or whoever they had to give gifts to. And I get that. I'm just like, man.
That's like that text we got. This guy said he got soap from an aunt or something, which is fine, except his brother got VR goggles. Like the we know who the favorite is there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so when it comes to bad gifts, we got some coming in. On the YouTube page, Nick said, my friend's dad gave him a blender and his entire family clowned the dad for hours. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I think that's also a thing. You get to a certain age and you're like, what can I get that has some utility to this person?
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what's not fun? You know what's not a great unwrap on Christmas Day and get to doing it?
A blender?
Something with utility. Give me something a little fun, please. Like, can you help me?
Or the, guy that said he gave his boss some liquor? His boss was an alcoholic.
Yeah. Oh, man. That one's real, because they ain't no way to spend that one. Like, yeah. There's nowhere. Well, give that to someone. I don't know. See, now, this one would cause me to fight you. From the 713, one of our friends trolled us with the gift of $100 in gift cards to 20 different places in $5 increments. I will choke you out. Don't play in my face. Because the thing that I hate the most is when I can't buy nothing with this gift card.
Yeah.
Like, you bought it in a denomination that means I got to add money on top. So first and foremost, I'm going to a place that I probably don't go all the time.
And you're spending money.
And I have to spend my money in order to get this money off this card. Yeah. I will fight you.
Yeah, $5 here to whatever, and then $5 there. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, like, I'll hit you in your throat if you're not careful with that. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, an old girlfriend got me a skydiving pass for $1. She basically told me to go jump out of a plane. We
go
broke
jump
up
off that bridge over there, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My friend bought her boyfriend a nice watch for Christmas. He got her a toilet light.
Hey, yo. Well, maybe she be complaining about waking up at night. And look, you know what's better than a watch? Making sure your toes aren't getting stubbed. How about that? Like that. I respect that. Yeah, so some bad gifts. Texans giving us a disappointing season, then get $2 billion for a new stadium. We haven't seen that yet. But
yet.
Hey, if they keep going down the road they're going down now around Christmas time, there might be some bad presents.
Hey.
I got you a pair of Texans tickets. Ugh.
Well, you know what now is going to be a really bad gift, especially if somebody was like, I'm going to get to this early. That number 8 jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to show up inevitably under some poor child's Christmas tree.
Is number 8 jinxed?
Ooh. Maybe now.
Who all wore number 8?
Mechie. And CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Shaw wore number 8, right?
He did.
Shaw, well, he had a good run and then fell off a cliff.
I'm already preparing mentally for the social media posts of that child who is going to have to see on Christmas Day a number 8 jersey, no matter what, just because it was on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the Mechie ones are double on sale now.
Yeah, and it's definitely coming from a grandma who have no idea who these people
She's
are.
She's like, you said you love
the Texans,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
It was $13 is what it was. That's why grandma got it.
Oh, my God. Wow, okay, see, I need this one. I need the answer to this one, 3-6, more of the story. They said their brother got a water hose for his birthday. Please explain. I need to know why someone thought, you know what you need? Water hose. That's what you need.
You know what? First thing I thought, I'm like, I could use a water hose.
I bet you could.
I could use a water hose.
Because again, it might have been one of those things.
Why don't you get your granddaughter a water hose?
No, I'm not going to get her, but she can get me one.
We'll see. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's a trend that's happening in the NFL, and I wonder if you have any idea why it's happening. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.